ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
We are sitting in Washington, D.C., home of the Trump International Hotel. It is Friday, April 20th.
420.
Shut up.
Never forget.
It's day 456 of the Donald's Universal Championship reign. For those that don't know what we're talking about, this is a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and
Pro wrestling.
What's the difference?
The fake shit.
And the reason why we always give you the update of how long Trump has been the Universal Champion is because for a long time, we didn't know if he would break CM Punk's run with the belt, and he has.
He did.
He will never break Bruno Sammartino's run unless three terms, baby.
You're the only one
calling for three terms. I called three terms on November 9th.
So rest in peace, Bruno Sammartino. Died this week, 82 years old, legendary Hall of Famer, especially in the New York area.
What class did he go in?
Maybe one of the... Oh.
What, do you remember the class? It was in New York. You want another hint?
Oh, is it the one with
Donald
Trump?
It was the one with Donald Trump.
Yeah. So he's Donald Trump has a tontine with everyone in his class in the Hall of Fame. So he's one closer. Sammartino had it for many years in the WWF. Headlining Madison Square Garden, a real story of perseverance.
Hit from the Nazis.
Yeah,
brought a lot of pride to Italian Americans.
Yeah,
specifically in the New York area, sold out Madison Square Garden like 188 times, like that.
Yeah,
Chris and I just went to an NXT show at the Anthem, beautiful venue in Washington D.C. I don't think that was sold out.
No.
Bruno would have sold that shit out.
Bruno would have.
Four times over.
Especially with all the Italian-Americans in the Washington, D.C. area.
So that was the biggest story of the week in terms of wrestling. Anyways, this is a podcast about presidential politics and pro wrestling.
An 82-year-old dying is not the biggest story. We will get to the biggest story of wrestling this week.
John Cena and Nikki Bella broke up.
Yeah, the biggest story in wrestling.
If you would like more information about this podcast, follow us on Facebook. That's where people take your info. Just put in the Great American Bash. Follow Real Trump Hogan on Twitter to make your morning tweets a little bit better. And if you want to get a hold of either of us, figure that out. We're both on Twitter. We're not going to make it that easy for you. All of our episodes are currently available on the WGN website. They are maybe about to be bought by Sinclair. And if you have any upset or worry about that, read our message from the NWO/Sinclair. It's two episodes ago. I'm very, very proud of it. It's probably my favorite thing we've done in 2018.
Yes, it was good job on that one. Thank you for that message from the NWO. So do you want to start with politics or wrestling? It was kind of a ho-hum week in politics.
And wrestling, I'd say.
No, I disagree.
After Mania week, it was a little bit
of a... superstar shakeup, Brandon.
There was. I have one theory / booking angle that I think would make a lot of sense for a lot of people.
Okay.
But we'll get to that later. It's for both parties.
So let's get through this political stuff.
Well, it's a big show.
See, I want to transition because the big show of the week is that John Cena and Nikki Bella have broken their engagement. They will not be getting married next month. Tello Bellas is back May 20th, everybody. Yeah, and it's a lesson for everyone out there. If you're in a relationship and someone consistently, since day one, on camera all the time, says, I don't want to get married, you just have to take them at their word. You just have to do that.
Just because you can change someone's mind doesn't mean you should.
Just because you can go, John, let's get married, doesn't mean it's going to happen. John Cena's movie Blockers in theaters now. none of this is definitely was not coordinated with their press campaigns. So... Also, after a breakup, you know, the good thing to do is go on a book tour. You know, I'm not...
That's a great transition.
I tried my best.
Kudos.
Comey on the book tour. What do you think about it?
We're recording this. We should timestamp this. Yes, it is Friday, worst day of the year. Friday, April 20th. It's 8:50 a.m. And the reason why it's important to timestamp this is the memos were released last night. the Comey memos, and they said what he said they said.
Yeah.
So, scandalous stuff in there, where a man said, hey, I wrote that down, and then they go, well, did you write that? What are the words you wrote? He goes, those words, and then it is those words.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
Yep.
That's why I said it's a whatever week. But yeah, the president has weighed in. So General Michael Flynn's life can be totally destroyed while Shady, that's an interesting spelling, S-H-A-D-E-Y, James Comey can leak and lie and make lots of money from a third-rate book that should never have been written. Is that really the way life in America is supposed to work? I don't think so.
Brother. So, yeah, that is exactly how life is supposed to work. You could find our book at presidentwrestler.com or donaldtrumpisawrestler.com. It's currently available for $3.16.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that's how America works. Everyone gets to write a third-rate book. We did it. You can do it. It's fine. The thing with Comey, that since this is a nonpartisan podcast,
it's bipartisan. We've gone over this. We are both a fan of the indies and the WWE.
Red and the blue brands. So people who like James Comey now, and they have forgotten that he totally rat-fucked the election in October 2016 when he put out a memo saying, we're definitely not investigating Hillary Clinton. Like, wink, wink. And then would refuse to comment on whether they were actually investigating the guy that they're investigating. probably had more to do to muddy the waters than any, I will agree with the president here, than any of the collusion and any Russian rat fucking.
Yeah.
So
I don't
for
think
to be now the champion of the left, because he's such a straight shooter and a sharpshooter, because that's who I think he is.
He was there last night, by the way.
Bret Hart
was at NXT last night for some reason.
Why?
I don't know.
That's bizarre.
I know. That's the breaking news.
That's breaking
Why
news.
Why is Bret Hart?
Yeah. So you think horrible. So? James
Actually,
Comey is out
news.
There pimping this book, and about how he's such a man of honor, even though he
won the Ring of Honor.
He was in the Ring of Honor, but he's not. He's full of shit. And for the left to be like, oh, this is our champion now.
Two
like,
things. Number one,
the amnesia is amazing.
Whoever supports James Comey in now or in like 6 months from now is the same people that will rewear their Hulk Hogan shirts after they know who Hulk Hogan is as a human being, after they know who Terry Bollea is.
Oh yeah.
Those are those people.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of those people.
Yeah.
I think I've been pretty consistent with my stance on the FBI as a whole. The only FBI agents I like are Gordon Cole and Mulder and Scully.
Yeah, that's all.
Because they tried to assassinate Martin Luther King and they didn't do it. Oh, by the way.
Your sentence didn't track there. It sounds like Gordon Cole and, and Scully and Mulder try to kill MLK.
And I know that James Comey understands this because in his office was the framed letter of the memo of how they're going to kill Martin Luther King. I mean, like, hey, maybe I shouldn't do this. That's Vince McMahon's idol. We don't want to upset the boss.
Yeah, you don't want to kill MLK.
So that was the only reason why, is because they love Vince McMahon. Anyways, not a big fan of this organization. So the fact that people are like, how did this organization that killed Black Panthers not uphold the election for it? What the fuck is wrong with you?
They, like, the staggering lack of historical knowledge on what the FBI is and what it is there to do.
Oh, you know, Hoover and all that and bullshit.
Yeah. But so you think James Comey is our friend Kevin Nash? Why?
Number one, big sexy.
Oh yeah, he's
super tall.
Yeah, he's a tall guy.
Okay, what did Kevin Nash do when he left the WWF?
He went to WCW.
Okay, great. So he angered New York to go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
He angered the one big company to go to the other big company. Okay. What did Comey do by exonerating Hillary?
He angered Trump.
Okay,
angered
then,
New York.
Then, how did Big Sexy handle the book? At WCW.
Put himself over.
What is Comey doing with the book?
He's putting himself over.
Okay, then what did Big Sexy Kevin Nash do with WCW? He
tanked it.
He ran it into the ground.
What is James Comey doing with America?
What did James Comey do to the Republican Party? He's now running that into the ground.
Is he?
There is no respect. There is no honor. It's all fucking fake shit.
And they're just doing fine. Okay?
Exactly.
Even after the Dream cut that promo, Ric Flair was still fine. Okay,
so that is that's Kevin Nash.
Yes, okay.
He will impact things for a minute massively.
Yeah,
the NWO does not exist without Kevin Nash.
Mm-hmm.
But could he destroy the business single-handedly? No.
Yeah.
Could James Comey destroy both parties single-handedly? He came real close. He's getting there. But at the end of the day,
he's just a guy, man.
Exactly.
So I think he's there's shades of Bret Hart.
Oh, really quick.
Okay.
Table for three. What does Kevin Nash do? Drinks red wine.
Okay.
What does James Comey do after he's fired by the FBI? Drinks red wine out of a paper cup on the plane home. It's in his book.
That's amazing. I like it. There's shades of Bret Hart here because he thinks he's a Boy Scout. He thinks he's like smarter than he's the last honest man. Even though he's just a shady Bret, you know, like I said, he affected the election. Bret Hart is like, oh, I hate Shawn Michaels. He's out here just boozing and whoring around. Yeah, so were you, Bret. You cheated on your wife. Like, you were not the good guy in that story.
Shawn wasn't married, was he, at the time? When he was doing all that stuff? Like, when he got beat up in the bar?
I don't know. He was married to the
business.
Game.
Okay.
The business.
So and, he was married to the game. Triple H.
Yeah. No, and there's like I don't know. I like your Nash one more than I thought I would. You made your case. But there's this part of, like, where he's a straight shooter. He's a sharp shooter. He's not. He's a liar too.
All I'm saying is James Comey goes to where the big boys play.
Yeah, look at the adjective, bud. So, bit of a in shakeup news. Giuliani's back. Your favorite.
Oh, fuck this guy. So, I think I documented my hatred of this. Not hatred. I take that back. I think I've documented my dismay that this nutso dude could get booked.
Yeah.
So we started the show during the DNC and the RNC, and I covered the RNC counter-programming at the DNC, which I didn't know was a thing until I got there. And it was held at the former ECW arena, and they had a boxing ring there, and I think that they thought it was a wrestling ring, but because they're too fucking stupid, it doesn't matter. There's a Tommy Dreamer banner. They have a Hall of Fame at the ECW arena, and if Tommy Dreamer's in your Hall of Fame, it's a wrestling arena. Anyways, Giuliani was there, and I regret to this day not asking the most basic questions, like really and why and huh, because he was just saying crazy shit, and I just reshared this on my Instagram of Giuliani just looking fucking crazy in the summer of 2016 talking to Major Garrett with CBS News. He hasn't been coherent in a very long time.
Yeah.
It's time to bring him onto the team, baby.
Yeah, I think he needs to be on the booking committee here, the team of lawyers, because one of Trump's lawyers in a little trouble. That was, I don't know if that happened. When did the raid happen?
Which raid?
Michael Cohen's raid.
Last week. Last okay. Friday. Last
After?
Week. Last week.
I don't know if we talked about it on last show.
I think we did.
Okay, so the big.
But we didn't know Hannity.
Yeah, so the big news, it wasn't even as exciting as the higher power being Vince. It was just Hannity.
Yeah.
This is I'm not alone on this, but I was predicting like Monday. This story doesn't matter at all. Once again, the left kind of getting in a frenzy about it, like, oh, the dots are connecting. Hannity and Trump shade the same lawyer. Yeah, of course they did, because it's one guy who's really good at shaking down people and delivering money for when you sexually harass or have an affair or pay for an abortion.
Up until now, I think it's fair to say that Cohen was a pretty good lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, now it's not looking
great.
Up until getting raided.
Yeah, pretty
and,
good.
And trying to be like, no, we should be able to look at those documents first.
It's like any other professional.
As they slowly push the shredder out of view, because that's what's going
to happen.
It's
like any other pro wrestler. Other than Stone Cold, most of these guys don't know when to say when.
Yeah.
And they just
they don't walk away.
Exactly. And I think Cohen walks away 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah. He was
pristine
fine.
Hall of Fame career.
Yeah. This is another, like, the American dream being just be third rate and look what will happen. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, the fact that Hannity is his mysterious client doesn't matter.
Nope.
It doesn't matter.
But it's also, how is this shocking?
No, this is where I'm always confused, where I think we're crazy for looking at it this way and trying to connect these dots. But then I remember what my like contemporaries on the left do, and it's like, oh yeah, that's just as dumb.
So I'm convinced that WWE had plans to bring Daniel Bryan back once they started the storyline with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Because, you know, it only makes perfect sense. Yeah. So then when they announced Daniel Bryan's return, I was like, yeah, of course. What did you think was going to happen? And everyone else is shocked. And I feel like it's pretty similar to this. Yeah. And now that Daniel Bryan's back, no one's shocked. Yeah. They're just happy he's back.
Right.
And for a lot of people, the Michael Cohen, Sean Hannity thing, it's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. My worldview makes more sense now. I understand how the booking works.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that make you feel okay, not shocked?
I think people like the sense of shock and dismay. They like to tweet, this is not normal. Well, it is, because he's been champion for 456 days. There's no end in sight. McConnell is never going to bring anything to the floor that would protect the special counsel. Like, this is what we have.
I think it's fair to say that Mitch McConnell is the Linda McMahon of this administration, other than Linda McMahon.
Other than Linda McMahon.
Without Linda McMahon, Vince is probably in jail due to steroids.
Oh, yeah.
With Linda McMahon, Vince is a billionaire.
Yeah. He's a respected billionaire. And he runs a company that had an interesting week. They continued the post-mania storytelling with a superstar shakeup. More exciting than, I think, the political shakeup this week. Not as many people got fired. Pruitt's still there, right?
Oh, yeah. There was, like, another memo with, like, everyone's like, hey, that guy should get fired. Yeah. That's not going to happen.
He's hanging out. So, I didn't put all the moves, but basically, this is a fake. I explained it to a friend who's just getting back in, and I said it's a fake draft or a fake sport. And so, what they did is they kind of mixed up their rosters a little. Raw headline is that they got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Great move. They also got a debuting. What do you have?
This is my note about Dolph Ziggler.
Okay.
Love this.
Yes. So Dolph Ziggler finally gets to complete his dream of being Shawn Michaels by getting a heater, by getting a big, sexy Irishman, I think. Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre getting returning to the roster. He was there in the maybe like 2010.
I completely missed that era.
I mean, no, I wasn't watching either, but he was a big, sexy guy then, too, but he was more clean-cut. His gimmick was that he was Vince's chosen one. Nobody liked that, much like they don't like Roman Reigns being the chosen one, and then he went and recreated himself on the indies, but he's back. And that's a nice little pairing. So the rumor now is that Dolph's contract is up this summer. So maybe one last thing, put this guy over. No, that was a lie. If you're like following the dirt sheets, don't follow Sports Illustrated, because the guy there gets worked. His source was clearly Dolph Ziggler, all right? So don't trust the carny to tell you how much he's making.
I don't want
to
give you my booking idea for this until we get through the entire roster, because it involves the entire roster in both shows.
They got Breezango, so hopefully
love it.
There'll be time for the Fashion Files on TV again with a three-hour show where you desperately need content in the third hour, especially. Then they got the entirety of SmackDown's midcard, which is like, who gives a shit? All these guys, Rude, Jinder, Corbin, Ryder.
I met a guy last night, and he's like, I'm a big Jinder guy, so after the Jinder match at Mania, I was really bored. And I was like, are you Jay Kane? Are you me?
You found the fan. Wait, did you talk to the Nation of India?
He's a nice black dude. Him and his wife were there. And,
I don't know why his race is important. Okay, that's more on you.
Not Indian. He loves Jinder.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who's your other guy? He's like, Seth Rollins. And I was like, ugh.
Well, you don't like him because Seth Rollins kind of dated a girl like
Nazi. He dated a Nazi.
No, she wasn't. First of all, she wasn't a member of the National Socialist Party. So she just liked that.
Did you know that swastikas meant something else before?
Yeah,
it
actually was a star symbol, okay? All right, SmackDown in the draft gets new U.S. champion Jeff Hardy.
Cool, fine.
Yeah. That'll be fun as long as he can not crash
Shoot
his car
up.
No, he's more a pills guy these days, I think. Big get Samoa Joe. Mm-hmm. Cutting great promos. There was a funny one on Twitter where he basically, Roman was like, oh, it's a long way to go to, because he's flying down to South Africa, he's like, well, it's a long way to go to get your ass whooped. And he's like, yeah, you keep those Twitter fingers, next time I see you, I'm gonna snatch that pawn shop chain you're wearing.
So can we talk about the Samoa Joe Roman Reigns storyline really quick?
Sure.
What is the premise of the Alexa Bliss Nia Jax storyline?
Body shaming.
And who's the villain and who's the hero?
The hero was the body shamed, not the shamer.
What's the premise of the Roman Reigns Samoa Joe feud?
He's fat.
There it is. Who's the hero?
Well, obviously Roman Reigns is always the hero because he reigns.
So Roman Reigns needs to apologize to Scott Steiner.
He's fat!
And Samoa Joe, because Samoa Joe is just so good.
He's great.
Back on the show, big cast.
Which makes me happy now that him and Carmella could be together.
Yeah, but they're not, though.
They broke up?
They had broken up.
Oh, God.
I know. Well, because they saw each other once a month, like a day a month, because they were on different brands,
yeah, but
and
now
then he was hurt.
They're not.
I know, but they're still broken up.
Oh,
and
tail is literally in Chris's face.
Well, tail and butthole.
Really quick, did you realize that the listening device did not go up when I said Alexa? I think they changed it because now that Alexa's no longer champion, it's not as sensitive. So people aren't talking about Bliss as much.
Yeah, that's it. That's what happened. But Big Cass comes back, continuing his heel work, no longer saddled with Enzo Amore, in a feud with Daniel Bryan, which is good. That's exactly what Daniel Bryan needs. It's just like a holder feud for a couple months.
Do you think they're bringing Enzo back?
No.
Even though he was exonerated?
The crime was never the crime.
Got it.
It was the lying to
Chris
them.
And I are referring to Enzo Amore, whose shirts are still available in the WWE shop.
Are they
shop.
On sale?
Yeah, they're on sale. But Massive. They're still there. They, okay. I think that they put them back into the okay. store on sale. He was let go because he was under investigation for sexual assault, and Chris said that the crime wasn't the crime because he didn't inform WWE he was under investigation. And he was actually surprisingly exonerated because
yeah.
when you look at him and his gimmick, you're like, oh, that yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
That was part of the gimmick.
Yeah, the sexual assault is part of the gimmick. The crime, I mean, that is obviously a real crime, but in their eyes, it was that he had not told them, and then they went and built their cruiserweight division around him, put the belt on him, all this stuff. So Big Cass, back to action, his former tag partner. Another big get, Asuka. Does make sense.
You said doesn't make sense?
It does make sense. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see her work heel here, though, because they've got... That's the problem, is they don't have any heels that can actually go on the show. They have Charlotte as a babyface.
Okay, so let's break this down. Who would be SmackDown's two biggest heels?
Asuka and Nakamura.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, because New Japan... I'm Vince McMahon, and New Japan is coming for me.
They should not do that. They should not do that.
How long until this is? Let's a tangent. Shinsuke Nakamura, since WrestleMania, his gimmick has been that he hits AJ Styles in the balls. It's basically the man gets hit in the groin with football of WWE.
Yeah, I love it. It's
how
my
long until somebody?
Storyline.
And I know the answer is basically until Booker T and or the King are on the pre-show at some point. But how long until we get a Pearl Harbor reference? It's coming, right? I mean, it's definitely coming.
Are you sure Corey hasn't done it?
He is too... Oh, Corey Graves is too good. He
Corey Graves' current calls of Nakamura are hands down my favorite thing going on right now.
I haven't paid attention to the call.
It's a shame he forgot how to speak English.
Oh, yeah.
And then on Twitter, oh, my God, you know how to type in English, but you can't speak.
And then he went, no hablo inglés.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Nakamura doing a parody of, oh, I'm so sorry, can't speak English. That's his excuse for...
This came up last week. You were going to do a Nakamura impression.
I'm not.
And you said, I didn't want to do broken English. And here on out, why don't we always just do it as Matt Hardy?
I'm sorry with my condition. I'm very sorry. Don't speak English.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
broken.
Fine.
Yeah,
that's not racist.
Offensive
it's
at all.
Broken.
Yes. No, I actually like Nakamura and Asuka as the top two heels is fine. You already gave them Rumble wins. Being the top heel is good. No, because you got Charlotte, you have Naomi, you have Becky.
Okay, Charlotte's gimmick is genetically superior.
Yes, and she's currently a face. That tells you what you need to know about this company. The Bar, still the worst tag team name, I think.
Yet
so the rumor
accurate.
Is like Sheamus was like has spinal stenosis mm-hmm. and might have to retire. Mm-hmm. In which case, Cesaro can go back to being lost in the mid card. But it's a good mid card to get lost in. And then the call ups that they got. Announced that didn't actually happen were Sanity, a 3 or 4 person team from NXT.
But they didn't bring up the woman, right?
Right, and we saw her last night in NXT, Nikki Cross, mm-hmm. because their women's division's very green.
Okay.
And so she's a veteran hand who can work face or heel, okay. depending. Because she's like the, it's kind of an, it's like an anarchist stable, so they can kind of play either way, depending.
Okay.
And then the big call up is Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vega, his manager, who we did see him last night.
So
very over.
I did not appreciate how good that guy is until TakeOver.
So
and
that's
appreciate
that's the
how
problem.
Good they are together.
Oh no, they're great.
Oh. Wow.
It really took him in the middle. So Andrade Cien Almas, that's an unwieldy name. He was in Japan and Mexico, he was La Sombra. He was masked, which my wife and I are flabbergasted because he's a pretty man and we don't know why he was masked. But yes, he's unmasked in NXT and now the main roster. His gimmick at first was kind of like, I don't know, they gave him this like weird male stripper gimmick and it was not going anywhere and he was losing a bunch of matches. But then they built this storyline where he was partying too hard, not really giving a shit until this mysterious woman from his past appeared and whipped him into shape as his manager. And she's great. She's the Thea Trinidad. She's married to Austin Aries, but she's a wrestler and a valet, and she gets involved in the matches, and they have a really great company.
Wait. She's in real life married to Austin Aries.
Yes.
Who was part of the company?
Yeah.
And is no longer part of the company.
Because he's a dick.
But he's currently like Defy champion or something like that, right? Like he's like Ring of Honor.
He's got
something.
Like 5 belts.
Yeah, okay.
Gimmick. He has all the belts.
Number one, I didn't know that part. That part yeah. is super fascinating. Do you remember... the Dolph Ziggler gimmick about 2 years ago at SummerSlam that was supposed to be like the main second story?
No.
It was that he and Lana were together.
Oh, God.
Remember this?
This is horrible.
And it was bad, right?
It was real bad. It did give us some great... It was the first glimpse of funny, amazing Rusev when Rusev was like, I have dead... You are like dead fish in bed. Here is dead fish. Take fish. Like, that was great.
Now, that in theory could have worked if everyone was a good actor and willing participant. Mm-hmm. That didn't work because there was too much realness in it.
Yeah.
Now, she's amazing and she could actually perform
Zelina
in the
Vega?
Ring. Exactly.
Yes.
Why doesn't... How about this? Vega, now that they're doing the cross-branded mm-hmm. pay-per-views, Vega and Almas against Dolph and Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph essentially recruits her. They become an item. She becomes his second enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay. Shawn Michaels had a second enforcer, or at least one enforcer yeah. with Sherry. This makes sense to me. This puts Dolph over, and with the two of them surrounding him, you could reasonably say he could defeat Roman, he could defeat
Dolph.
Brock.
You mean like the Dolph. Time that he had Big E and AJ?
Exactly. Late. But this one is actually a better duo because like their star power is not nearly as high as Dolph's, where like Big E was clearly better and AJ was clearly on par. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I think this could
Big
work.
Big E was not better at the time, if you watch
this
that.
Could work. Yeah.
Okay. I like it. It's probably not going to happen. They've got a good unit there with Almas and
No, but
and
then
Vega.
They bring Almas there yeah. and then they feud.
Well, I actually want a Los Ignobles de WWF stable. It was what the stable that he was part of in New Japan and Mexico. I want Rusev, Almas. I'm trying to decide who else goes.
You mean the League of Nations?
No, I want... It's not just nerds from around the world. It's like the bad boys. They're Tranquilo.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn just speak French.
Yeah, no, that would have worked if they were on the same brand still. But yeah, no, Almas coming is great. He was really good last night. He's over. He's getting some C chance, even though he's definitely a heel. His takeover matches have been great. The Gargano one I recommend, and then the Aleister Black one.
I watched those. Yeah. Aleister Black is my favorite wrestler. Will he ever?
Company Man Punk.
What?
CM Punk, Company Man Punk.
He's
the tattooed kickboxing enthusiast, social anti-authority.
Is he IRL Satanist?
Yeah.
Based on his tattoos, that's a nice thing to
see.
Yeah,
he's a Satanist.
I like that.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with Satanism, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you just be a Satanist and not a white supremacist?
Well, he's not.
I understand that.
Because he's Dutch.
I understand
that. They definitely don't have any problems with that.
But if the Venn diagram shouldn't have that much crossover, can't I just like Satan?
Hail Satan, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. But, no, there is a lot of crossover.
Come on, guys.
But Aleister Black... Good merch.
And when I say guys, I mean
dudes. It's entirely dudes. Aleister Black, great merch.
Best, probably the best shirt in the merch store right now, other than the Kevin Owens Face of America shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Aleister if you're looking Black. For gifts for
Chris
and I.
Get either the shirt with the French-Canadian man is the Face of America or the Satanist shirt. That's easy to remember.
Should we do any talk about the greatest Royal Rumble of all time? Oh, really quick. Because of the SmackDown... roster that will clearly become the A show for us, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's already. Yeah. I mean, just top to bottom.
My favorite programming in WWE in the last 5 years was Talking Smack. Mm-hmm. I hope they bring that back. I hope it's just a weekly debate show about is the Earth flat with AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Because AJ Styles to me,
his globes are flat. I'll tell you that. Keeps getting hit right in the globes.
You feel good about your life?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
All right, great. Should we talk about the greatest Royal Rumble? Because we will probably be recording right
before.
Exactly, and it won't come out until after.
Sure.
So they were previewing this last night at the NXT show.
I booed it.
I really was trying to yell, where are the women? But there were too many boos to be heard clearly.
Nice. Glad everyone's on the same page.
Are you going to watch?
Probably not live, but yeah, I'll check it out. I'll flip through. Got to get that Cena Triple H match I've been really wanting.
You are an Undertaker mark.
Yeah.
But you also celebrate Rusev Day.
Yeah. Did you see Rusev's TBT? He did his Throwback Thursday.
No.
Was the poster of, or the graphic for Undertaker Jericho casket match. He's either trying to get fired or like is just having a lot of fun knowing he's not going to get fired. Either way, it's awesome.
Okay, so do you have any fear or not fear, but an expectation.
I have no fear. Look at my shirt. I have no fear. I'm wearing a no fear shirt right now.
That this will turn into the Flight from Hell Ric Flair story, but with 50 American and world.
No, I don't. Because all they're going to do is play video games. Because these guys don't booze.
So it's 50 dudes in the Royal Rumble and then probably another 10 to 20. So it's like
Yeah.
And with a crew and no women in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, they're going to have a good time.
Is there anything to look forward to? If you were going to recommend this to somebody, would you recommend this?
No, I wouldn't recommend watching the WWE event that they're doing because they're being paid a lot of money by the Saudi royal family. I mean, because it's like if a Saudi prince like fantasy booked and then they just did it. And it's like that because that's exactly what it is. There's a 50-man Royal Rumble. There's a Brock Lesnar Roman Reigns cage match where Roman Reigns will win in Saudi Arabia because he won't get as booed. There's a Seth Rollins Finn Balor Samoa.
You said won't get as booed. You still think he'll get booed?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you're not up to date on Saudi.
I don't know. Yeah, there's a ladder match that's basically the match from Mania, but Samoa Joe and ladders. So that's going to be great. Actually, the whole card is good. There'll be Nakamura as a heel now versus Styles, Hardy and Mahal. Who cares? The deleters
tag team match.
Jeff Hardy versus Jinder.
Oh, so it's his singles
for the U.S. Championship. Yes.
And is that for the belt as well?
They're all championship matches except for women's championship matches.
Why is that, Chris?
Because it's Saudi Arabia.
Cool.
There's the leaders of Worlds versus Cesaro and Sheamus for the vacant titles. So the leaders are going over.
That's great.
Bludgeon Brothers versus Usos. Cedric Alexander versus someone. John Cena versus Triple H. Undertaker versus Rusev. 10 matches, no women. Sounds great. I mean, if you don't like women, this is
like
the card for you.
Every Mania except the last three.
Yeah. From this week's Observer, the Wrestling Observer with Dave Meltzer, because this event is something of a cultural propaganda thing, they want to give a certain look. This is from the Saudi Arabia side, not the WWE side. So in the 62,000-seat stadium, which would likely be set up for 52,000 with a stage, all the good seats are reserved for families because that's the look they want. The only way you can purchase a seat in most of the arenas is that your family has to include at least one adult woman. Single men, either on their own or in groups, can only sit far away and were only allocated a little over 10,000 seats, which sold out quickly. Guys ordering have been vocal about only being able to get bad seats or not being able to get seats at all, even though tons of tickets left. Guys have been vocal on the internet? We are more alike than we are different. The belief is that it won't come across that hot because the people who would make the most noise are the farthest away. But this was all about Saudi Arabia trying to show the world that there are a lot of women in the crowd, as well as a cultural thing that is part of Saudi Arabian society. Single men are not supposed to be in the family section in stores, restaurants, parks, entertainment venues, to limit the mixing between single males and females, and that is even stronger regarding any event that is televised or photographed. The Saudi General Sports Authority is in charge of finding a way to fill the stadium. They will be able to get people in, both low ticket prices and free tickets. And editor's note, they basically have a slave cast. So yeah, they'll be able to get people in. But it was noted that they weren't even able to fill the stadium for high-level soccer matches, which is the most popular sport.
Fuck, this is going to be weird.
Now
I'm
real weird to
watch.
Super
interested to watch this.
So it's real weird. They've done these WWE Network specials, $9.99. If you get it now, you get free month free. Sure. I'm shilling for them. And they've did a Beast in the East. They've shown some of their like house shows. The Japanese one.
These have been really good, by the way.
Yeah. So what happens is the Japanese one was weird because like I don't think Vince was at that one. That was just basically a house show tour. And so Michael Cole got to call it without anyone in his ear, and it was really good. And you had the kind of the Japanese audience cheering how they do, which is they're very quiet during most, very respectful, a lot of like golf claps, and then they get really frenzied during the finish.
I think it's fair to say that every single one of their non-big pay-per-views have been great. I'm thinking about this, like the stuff in Great Britain was great.
The UK tournament, yeah.
I really like the Cruiserweight initial one. Everything they've done that's not your proper US pay-per-view has been really great.
I think the problem with this one is because it's such a big money thing. And we don't know how much, but maybe this is questions that people are, you know, like David Bickenspan were asking, like, the money that they're getting from a foreign government for this event, will that have to show up on FEC docs? You know, like, so we'll probably know within the next, we'll know this year how much they sold this out for.
Do you think that, essentially because it is for a Saudi prince, that this counts as one of John Cena's make-a-wishes?
Is the Saudi prince dying? Can we breaking news here? Yeah, and you know, and I'm actually not sympathetic to them because they're just like any other corporation, which is what they've been trying to do. I mean, look what Google does in China or something. Mm-hmm. You know, like all Facebook. You know, like they all bend to
there
they,
are no
they
good
all bend
here.
The knee to the, you know, whatever the problems.
So this is no different than like a private Rihanna concert in Saudi.
Oh, yeah. It's not any worse or any better than those concerts that people do or what corporations do to be able to operate.
But there's a big difference between a concert for like 100 people that costs $1 billion mm-hmm. and like 50 variables and... More than likely, someone's going to pull a JBL goose stepping in Germany. Like I would not be shocked if someone, maybe accidentally, offends someone massively.
I don't think that's actually going to happen.
Or Kevin Owens is just going to do it blatantly.
No, and I actually, I don't think any of that happens. They all want their fucking passports back, so none of that's going to happen. It's going to be interesting. It's a Friday, 12:00. It's a news dump of this giant event, this dream card, because they're gonna put the belt on Roman, and when no one's watching,
I'm gonna
it's crazy.
I've now decided that this is the most exciting pay per view since Great Balls of Fire.